This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Hallie Zander, here with your top stories this Thursday. Local officials are starting to plan for ground transportation from surrounding airports while the Aspen-Pickens County Airport is closed next summer. They want to make it as easy as possible for people to get to the Roaring Fork Valley while the airport is closed, even from airports that are multiple hours away. A committee of local stakeholders wants to contract with transportation companies to offer direct service from the Eagle County, Denver International, and Grand Junction regional airports. Kara Silbernagle is the county manager in Pickens County. She says the committee wants to make sure that ground transportation is a community-wide effort to reduce emissions and avoid contributing congestion on Highway 82.
We didn't want to have every event or every different business or whatever having their own different shuttles.
The airport will be closed for 8 months in 2027 from April 4th to November 17th. It will allow crews to move and replace the existing runway and begin work on a new terminal. West Nile virus has been detected in mosquitoes in Battlement Mesa. In a new release, Garfield County said this detection is part of an effort to control the population of mosquitoes that carry viruses. West Nile virus is transmitted to people through mosquito bites. West Nile can be a serious illness, so the county advises to take precautions, including using insect repellents that contain DEET, limiting outdoor activities at dusk and dawn, and wearing protective clothing. The town of Carbondale has implemented water restrictions effective immediately. The restrictions primarily apply to outdoor watering and ditch water use. Under these restrictions, irrigation is prohibited between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. The town encourages all water users to restrict water use where possible. Carbondale will start enforcing restrictions on July 6th. In 2026, menopause is still widely misunderstood. That's according to doctors Mary Claire Haver and Sharon Malone. They spoke at an Aspen Ideas health panel on Tuesday. Aspen Public Radio's Hannah Weaver reports on their efforts to shed light on the myths about menopause.
Malone is the author of Grown Women Talk, a guide for women navigating healthcare as they age. She's an OBGYN and says menopause is a much longer period that could be better referred to as the post-reproductive years.
Women don't realize that there are way more symptoms that start way earlier. Because I can tell you, when you're 44, you're still quite young and kind of hot. So menopause is the last thing on your mind. But it should be, because, you know, women suffer for way too long.
Malone says this information gap exists because of ageism. Haver adds that menopause has not been part of most medical school curricula. She says changing that could help get to the root of the problem.
Every clinician who touches a female should have mandatory education around what is happening in our hormone health.
A full broadcast of the panel is available at aspenideas.org. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Hannah Weaver.
In regional news, hundreds of wildland firefighters are responding to major blazes burning actively and threatening structures in Utah and neighboring states. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
As of this morning, some 2,100 firefighting personnel were deployed in the Great Basin region, which includes all of Utah, most of Nevada, and parts of Arizona and Idaho. That's up roughly 600 from just 2 days ago, according to federal fire planning documents. Roughly 36% of all personnel currently on active wildfires in the country are in the Great Basin. Another 1,800 firefighters are deployed in Arizona and New Mexico. On the Fish Lake National Forest, just east of Beaver, Utah, in Interstate 15, the Cottonwood Fire was discovered Monday and quickly blew up to 10,000 acres. It remains 0% contained as of this morning. The Iron Fire near Eureka, Utah, has burned over 30,000 acres and is currently reported at 3% contained. Some 1,500 structures are threatened and 4 have been destroyed. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
A challenge to 2 national monuments in Utah can now continue. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on a ruling from Federal Appeals Court in Denver Tuesday.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals is sending a case over the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments back to a lower court. It allows a lawsuit from Utah, a couple of its counties, and more plaintiffs to move forward. They challenged President Biden's monument designations, saying he overstepped presidential authority by making them too broad and too big. A district court said it couldn't judge the president's decisions because the authority to create monuments under the Antiquities Act is so expansive. But two of three Tenth Circuit judges said that argument didn't hold water. Now the lower court has to take another look. In the meantime, the monuments are still intact. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
In statewide news, Governor Jared Polis spoke to a statewide group of local government officials in Westminster on Tuesday. Ray Solomon reports the discussion touched on affordability and the future of housing and transportation in Colorado.
Polis has been known to butt heads with the Colorado Municipal League, or CML, which represents 270 local municipalities in Colorado, most notably over his push for more housing. In fact, six CML cities, including Arvada, Aurora, and Westminster, are suing the state over new laws that require denser housing and more building around public transportation hubs. Despite their history of animosity, Polis found common ground with the head of CML, Kevin Bommer, on the issue of affordability. Here's one of their exchanges.
I'm for housing. I'm for making living in Colorado more affordable.
Many of you are for more housing and making Colorado more affordable?
The city's lawsuit against the state is still pending. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Yesterday, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced over $9 million in grants to clean up polluted sites across Colorado. Some of that money will go toward pre-identified sites in cities like Leadville and Montrose. But $2 million of the grant will be used to identify future cleanup projects across the state. With high fire danger and drought across Colorado, many communities are canceling their 4th of July fireworks. CPR's Stina Sieg says Fruita is the latest to nix the pyrotechnics.
The small Western Slope city will instead host a community gathering July 2nd at its Civic Center Park with live music and a drone show. Fireworks are also canceled in Durango, Highlands Ranch, and Rocky Ford. Lakewood and Aspen are among the municipalities that have moved permanently to drone shows. Denver and Grand Junction will have city fireworks, but like many Colorado communities, ban the sale and personal use of fireworks. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The ongoing drought and low stream flows across the Rocky Mountain West are putting added stress on fish populations. Low levels can lead to warmer temperatures and lower oxygen levels, conditions that make it harder for fish to survive. A conservation group is asking anglers to pay close attention to water temperatures before fishing. Kirk Clank, president of the Colorado River Headwaters chapter of Trout Unlimited, says anglers need to do their part to preserve the fisheries.
We're trying to convince everybody to fish with a thermometer, and as soon as it hits 68, walk away from the river. Even if you came all the way from the Midwest to fish the river early and then go find a lake somewhere where they're not threatened by the higher temperatures.
Clank says Trout Unlimited has placed signs in fly shops across Colorado with QR codes linking anglers to a public fishing map, current river conditions, and information about how to reduce stress on fish during periods of drought and extreme heat. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz, Michael Finelli, Hannah Weaver, and me, your host, Hallie Zander. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.